This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news and the headlines first. Voting for the presidential election underway at Parliament Building in New Banesar. Bill on completion of remaining works of peace process to be tabled in Parliament. And Russian airstrikes hit cities across country. Now the news in detail. Voting to elect new president is underway at the Parliament Building in New Banesar amid a tight security and surveillance. Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Paudel and CPNUML vice chairperson Subhas Chandra Nengmang are vying for the post. Separate polling stations have been designated for the voters in the Lok Sabha chamber in the Parliament Building. Presidential candidate Subhas Chandra Nengmang and Ramchandra Paudel have cast their vote in the election to the post of president. Likewise, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda, Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devraj Khimire, National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timil Sinha, President of Nepali Congress Sir Bahadur Deuwa, CPNUML Chair KP Sarma Oli, CPN Unified Socialist Chair Madhu Kumar Nepal, Nepali Congress leader Sasan Koirala cast their votes in the election. 694 votes have been cast in the voting on the election for the president as of 1 p.m. today. The Office of the Election Officer said 285 members of the Federal Parliament and 409 members of the Provincial Assemblies have cast their votes so far. The Supreme Court will start hearing on the writ filed against Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda today. An appearance has been scheduled for the hearing of the writ against Prime Minister Dahal in the single bench of Judge Bisambar Shrestha. A writ was filed on Tuesday demanding that Prime Minister Dahal be arrested on criminal charges and investigated in connection with the statement made by Prime Minister Dahal in the event on 15th of January 2020 in Tulikhel, Kathmandu. Initially, the Supreme Administration had decided not to register the application based on political expression. The Joint Bench of Justice Iswar Khatiwara and Hari Fuyal ordered the registration of the writ on Friday. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Rekha Sarma said the government has proceeded towards the policy of utilizing IT as a tool of enhancing health service delivery. Inaugurating the Women's Health Conference organized by the Department of Health Services today, the minister said effective implementation of telemedicine facilities and digital awareness are on the focus of the government as it seeks to improve the health system. Reminding the Prime Minister's special announcement about the women's health on the occasion of the International Women's Day on Wednesday, the minister urged the Health Ministry to ensure its effective implementation. The two-day conference will see presentations of working papers by experts on the relevant topics, and it is expected to be helpful in formulating better policies in regard with women's health. The government is registering two key bills related to transitional justice in Parliament with a view to completing the remaining works of the peace process. A meeting of the councils of ministers held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar today decided to proceed ahead with the two important bills with the goal of pursuing the works related to the peace process at the earliest possible. The Council of Ministers had decided to register in the House of Representatives the bill designed to amend the Commission on Investigation of Enforced Disappeared Persons and the Truth and Reconciliation Commission Act 1071 Bikram Sambat today itself. Communications and Information Technology Minister Rekha Sarma's press coordinator Narendra Kesi said the cabinet has made a decision to table the two bills in the Federal Parliament with the objective of completing the remaining works of the peace process. A Bhairava-bound passenger plane has been diverted to Kathmandu after it showed a fire warning signal. The airport's spokesperson, Teknath Sitola, said Flight 821 operated by Sri Airlines made a successful landing in the Tribhuvan International Airport today morning and the situation flights is normal. The airport officials said the aircraft was diverted from Dhading district after a crew member informed the air traffic control tower in Kathmandu about the manifestation of a spark of fire in the engine. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Russia has launched missiles at targets across Ukraine, from Kharkiv in the north to Odessa in the south and Zhytomyr in the west. Buildings and infrastructure were hit in Kharkiv and Odessa with power blackouts in several areas. Attacks on the capital Kiev are also reported. The strikes come as bitter ground fighting continues for the city of Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine. A U.S. intelligence chief has suggested the war may grind on for years. Russian President Vladimir Putin launched his invasion just over a year ago. Since then, tens of thousands of combatants and civilians have been killed or injured and millions of Ukrainians became refugees. Police have used water cannon and tear gas against protesters in Georgia's capital for a second night. The crowds are angry at a controversial Russian-style law which would class non-government and media groups as foreign agents if they receive more than 20% of their funds from abroad. On Wednesday evening, police pushed back protesters who pulled down a metal barrier outside Parliament. The crowds were ordered to disperse and some people have been injured. Pictures from Georgian TV showed hundreds of riot police on the streets late on Wednesday night, wearing helmets and holding seals. At least one police car had been overturned. Now the sports news. In the first match of the ongoing ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2, Nepal presented a target of 298 runs to Papua New Guinea for victory. Nepal lost the toss and were invited to bat first, lost all wickets in 49.1 overs and made a total of 297 runs at the Tribhuvan University Cricket Ground in Kirtipur. This is the highest score ever made by Nepal in a one-day match. Nepal had scored 287 runs earlier. While filing this news, Papua New Guinea is batting and has scored 31 runs without loss in 5 overs. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in Sudhir Pashchim province along with the hilly regions of the rest of the province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Brief rain, thunder showers are likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of the country. Chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Voting for the presidential election underway at Parliament Building in New Banishore. Bill on completion of remaining works of peace process to be tabled in Parliament. And Russian air strikes hit cities across country. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.